Jay, you've seen the press release from Center for Competitive Politics. They sent a letter to Governor Doyle. On the strength of the argument that it's unconstitutional, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, this is an organization that's based out of the D.C. area. They're not even in Wisconsin. And it's groups like this challenge every campaign finance reform legislation that is passed with the idea of hoping to prevent it from becoming law or immediately challenge it once it becomes law. What they're talking about, I think, are the trigger mechanism in the impartial justice bill, which means that if you are abiding by spending limits and outside groups begin to pour money in, there is a provision in the impartial justice bill that will provide some matching funds. And they are claiming that in some states, those have been challenged and struck down. In Connecticut, that's one state, and there's one other state. But these things are all very local. In other words, they're all dependent on the circumstances of the law in that state and also dependent on the courts in that state. The trigger mechanisms, for instance, are still in place in North Carolina, which actually has a 100% public financing judicial system in place, much like Wisconsin just adopted and just passed into law, or at least just passed in the legislature. So I'm not surprised that they challenged, and it's one of those things that we'll just have to see it through, and we'll see how it turns out. But, you know, the fact that they've issued a letter saying it's unconstitutional, that just means that they don't like it, they're opposed to it. They don't want any campaign finance reform. They believe in spending as much special interest money as possible to steal elections.
Given that, it seems, I guess, sort of ironic that they also point out that it doesn't address the issue of the issue ads, if you will, something that Senator Ellis expounded on at length on the floor when the Senate passed this.
Well, the impartial justice bill didn't include a provision to address the issue ads because it's a separate issue, number one. And number two, the United States Supreme Court is set to render a decision called the Citizens United versus FEC at the end of this month in November, which will give us guidance about what we can and cannot do with regard to phony issue ads. It would not have made sense to have a provision in the impartial justice bill addressing the issue ads because it would have been tied with everything else. And if the United States Supreme Court does, as many expect they might do, and that is to strike down all regulations and all disclosure, then that would have perhaps endangered the rest of the impartial justice bill. The one thing we do know absolutely is that public financing is absolutely constitutional. It's totally a matter of law. So this group and others are looking around the edges and trying to find fault with it. But I'm confident at the end of the day that the basic integrity of the impartial justice bill will be upheld despite what the United States Supreme Court decides to do about issue ads and some of these other issues.
It hasn't happened yet. Your expectation, though, is that Governor Jim Doyle is going to sign this?
It is. My understanding is that that's coming soon, that there's some language right now that that the governor's office is looking at with the authors, the Senate and the Assembly authors, to make sure that the meaning of the bill is what it says. So it's not uncommon to have technical adjustments right before a bill signing. But I am confident that he will sign it. He's pledged that he would sign it. This is a reform that he said he has supported throughout his administration. And I'd be shocked if for some reason he didn't sign it. If he doesn't, I don't think it's going to be because of this letter from this Virginia-based conservative group.
Lastly, how confident are you that there's going to be an adequate funding stream for the public financing?
Well, I mean, the way the bill's written right now, it's a checkoff on the state income tax, an enhanced checkoff, of which $2 will go just for Supreme Court justices. But the other part of the bill is that it's then funded out of the general fund if that doesn't provide enough. So that's about as secure a funding source as you can have. Now, we may want to look in future years at some other alternative ways of also supplying money for these races. I've always liked what North Carolina does, which is they assess every attorney in the state of North Carolina $50. And the beauty of that is that no attorney then who comes before the North Carolina Supreme Court or even some of the appellate courts has the advantage of having given a big contribution and having their case heard, to the disadvantage of someone who hasn't. In North Carolina, everybody gives $50 to a fund, and their elections are 100% publicly financed. So that's something that we could look at down the road. But the funding mechanism in the bill right now is about as strong and as adequate as you can get, because it is what we call sum sufficient.
All right, Jay Heck with Common Cause in Wisconsin. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Bob.
No, thank you.
Thank you, Bob.